Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
Right, man. We don't even have to go to the monitor to see that. You got that one in. 2 seconds to spare. There we go, Reg, in the building. He said it. Yes. Tyler Milner, who is now officially the face of Sports Radio 610, is somehow... I mean, I'm in there with the boss man when this thing happened. Somehow, Sports Radio 610 has found itself nominated for the greatest honor that can be bestowed in radio.
Yes, sir. Let's get a trophy, man.
I have joked for years about, oh, this is a Marconi Award type of a segment.
Marconi
right
moment.
Here, that somehow we have been nominated as one of the top five sports radio stations in the country this
that
year.
That sounds good.
Somehow, and the way they do it, they really do this like they do the Oscar nominations, right? When they come out, they go on.
Here are your nominees.
Here are the nominations. Here are the nominees, and they do the five, and they go, and they do a little video package for each station. And they did the one in Detroit, and they had Mike Valenti, who is like their top guy. They did the one in Boston. They had like their top afternoon host. They did the one in Nashville. I'll be honest, I don't know who that fella is. They did the one at WIP, our sister station. They had the morning show host there. And then when they got to Sports Radio 610, did they have Seth Payne? Nope.
Sorry,
did
Seth.
Did they have Sean Pendergast? Nope.
Sorry, Cablination.
Did they have Clint Sterner? Nope.
Sorry, Daddy Red.
Maybe they had the OG, John Lopez, who's been here longer than anybody.
Let's look.
Nope. Maybe they had Sean Bajani, who is somehow on the Sports Radio 610 Wikipedia page. Maybe they had Patrick.
Was it Bada Bing or was it PC on that video for
maybe
our nomination?
Had Patrick Creighton on there. Nope.
Nope.
Figgy? Nope.
Sorry, Fig.
Ben? No, they did not have Ben on there. Hell, I'm not even on the Wikipedia page, so you know it wasn't going to be me. They had Tyler Milner, Clint, representing Sports Radio 610.
As well they
and when
should.
They, and when they see when the Marconi Awards and the nominees come in, they think Sports Radio 610. The face they will see in a Victory Monday t-shirt.
Yeah.
It's Tyler Milner.
Let's go, baby.
I got to say it now, Clint. He's officially the number one producer in all of Afternoon Drive in New York. Not in New York, not in L.A. Because, look, no other producers up there.
They were all hosts.
And I think, Clint, if we win it, he's got to walk up there and grab the trophy. I think if we win it, Tyler's got to walk up there and grab the trophy.
Hell yeah, I'll gladly do it. And I will gladly be the face of Sports Radio 610.
I think
the face
you should.
Right
in,
there.
In a tank top, tat showing.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I think it should happen. We got to get you a Sports Radio 610 tank.
Sunglasses on.
It's going to be red, white, and blue.
Next line coming through. It's all about the nips. Go, Tyler. You're right.
Oh, there they are.
Tiny, there they are.
Tiny
I'm telling
nips.
You.
Dime size,
there it is.
Dime-sized babies right there.
Nobody else
right
is bringing. That's what did it.
I'll tell you, man.
What a year.
I bring these nipples. I bring this voice. and these badass producer skills to the Drive family every day for this very thing.
Tell you what, Barrett, I know our ass better not be 20 next year.
Yeah, pay attention, Barrett, out there.
Marconia.
You looking?
Finally.
You got your eyes open, Barrett?
Shout out to our boss, Parker Hillis.
Let's go win it, man.
Sarah Frazier, everybody. That is an amazing accomplishment for the station. 30 years that Sports Radio 610 has been around. And, again, it is no higher honor in radio.
Is this the first time we've ever been nominated?
I don't know that for sure.
I'm not sure.
I don't know that for sure, but... But no, it's pretty cool.
I think I heard OG say the first time ever, and OG's been around from jump, yeah. I think. It's
been running things, you know, number one station, Houston sports leader for too long. We got bored, got to go get number one in the country, baby. Let's go.
It's cool to be a part of, man. That's cool. When do they make the decision? Do we know?
October.
I think it's October.
Yeah. October. Well, they're going to get a lot of juice out of that damn squeeze, ain't they?
Mm-hmm.
Tyler, you're going to retweet that damn video 400 times by the time October hits.
Yes, sir.
Is this it's going to rival your twerking video.
Is this like the Heisman Trophy thing now? Do we get to try to do things to enhance our chances to win it?
I don't see
not. I would like to think that we do things
to enhance our chances just normally. But yeah, we're going to
campaign
for
really
this joint.
Take it up a notch.
Campaign for this joint.
I'm going to send the fine folks over there with the Marconi Awards like a fruit basket or something.
That's probably going to do it. Pears. All pears. Like the first episode of Everybody Loves Raymond.
I think you should send it. Where are they at? Where are they located? Do you know where the Marconi
Corporate? I feel like it's Indiana.
Tyler, I feel like you should. I mean, fruit ain't it? I mean, you got to figure out. You got
maybe like an edible arrangement with like some Kit Kats.
No. Let's go real H Town heavy here. Let's follow suit of the Texans. They're so H Town heavy they overdo it a time or two. But the. How can we get an H-Town package sent to them?
That's a good thought.
I'm not above kissing the last. Once you're in the mix, man, I'm not much of a stroker along the way.
Get them some rodeo tickets. Let's do something here. Let's add here, man. We've got some things.
Well, hell, we can't even get a rodeo care basket, much less them.
Good God, great point.
Well, I mean, that changes now that we are Marconi Award finalists.
Man, we ain't even on their radar.
We're going to get that belt buckle down.
1 of 5, man. Top in the damn country.
And honestly, yeah, those other stations are 4 of the top stations in the country, and that must mean that we are too.
Yeah, I mean,
To answer your question, Dirty Red, the National Association of Broadcasters, which is who puts on these Marconi Awards, they are headquartered in the nation's capital, D.C.
D.C.? All right. There it is. There you go. Can we stick with some more good news?
Please.
More good news. We talked about yesterday the story of the day was C.J. Gardner-Johnson. And I'll be honest, Clint, by everything that was reported and everything that was said, this felt like out for the year something. ACL, whatever it is, out for the year. Well, reports out, this one from Diana Rossini of The Athletic. Texans C.J. Gardner-Johnson did not tear his ACL during yesterday's practice, per source. He's expected to miss some time, but the injury is not expected to be season ending. This is this is huge news for the Texans, Clint.
Whew.
that he is not out for I'll be honest with you, I thought we were preparing that he would be out for the season. And honestly, that's kind of where our conversation was going when we're hearing the reports about it, but this is much, much better than I think I expected, Clint.
Yeah, bullet dodged, right? I mean, I think he's still not out of the woods. I mean, we're still talking about missing a significant amount of time this season. So everything that we mentioned yesterday is very valid and still on the table from a standpoint of how do you replace that caliber player both tangibly and intangibly, that's still all out there, and the number of players that they'll try to have to juggle around to make that work, I think is very real. But for the player C.J. Gardner-Johnson, who you can tell is just one of those guys that's ate up with being out there, ate up with being part of a team, the competition, the striving for the Super Bowl, a very passionate, vocal player, for him. Very good news, given that he'll hopefully be back, you know, sooner rather than later, and it's not season ending. That's huge, man.
Yeah, that is. That is huge. So that is the latest there with C.J. Gardner-Johnson. And obviously he will not play in tomorrow's preseason game against the Vikings. But D'Amico Ryans, your head coach, as he spoke yesterday, he was posed the question about his starters and the guys that will play. How much will they play? We've talked about this the other day, Clint, about what should happen here. Here is D'Amico talking about who will play, how much we'll see from his starters tomorrow.
We'll have a handful of guys who won't see action in the game. It'll be a mix. Everybody's kind of on their own plan, but we'll have a handful of guys who won't see time at all. Then we'll have a certain group of guys who are limited. So it's just a lot of different guys in different categories there, but you'll see most of our young guys playing versus the Vikings.
Is it fair to say that you hear there's going to be probably a good amount of starters, both offensively and defensively, when you hear that won't play tomorrow in the game against the Vikings?
Yeah, look, I think if you just look at Nick Caserio and D'Amico Ryan's history, I think it's liable to repeat itself here.
Yeah.
The injury here with that we just got through talking about didn't help. But yeah, I think what I hear him saying is, you know, there's certain guys that you are going to depend on, and some of them you're going to depend on heavily this year. They've got to play, right? You can't avoid. You got four quarters, and you got 80 something guys. I mean, and that's a, counting the guys that ain't going to be in uniform. So, you got to get through four quarters. You got to play four quarters. There's plenty of competition out there, I think, for all Texans fans to watch this game. I think there's some very fascinating storylines and reasons to watch. But yeah, I don't see the starters playing much, if any, at all.
Especially the ones I don't think CJ's going to play. But said that yesterday. Nico probably doesn't. I wouldn't be surprised if Kirk doesn't. We know the running backs probably won't. And I just say this to you and the people, 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch can jump in on this. Just when you say it out loud, Clint, that they will have a select, if not all, but a select amount of offensive starters that potentially will probably only play one preseason game because by their history and by most of the league, you generally just sit your guys the final preseason game. They'll have two joint practices that I know coaches really like to use even better than preseason games against the Panthers and the Lions, and it's one day apiece in those. And then Nick Caley will be the play caller with C.J. Stroud for probably a half in next week's preseason game, and all of that before they start the season against the Rams. When you hear that, which is the probability of what we will see from this offense, because I don't think we really give a damn about, you know, how much those guys on the defense play, especially the veterans we're talking about. Does that sound like enough heading into week one against the Rams to you for that offense?
No.
Especially what we've seen?
And in their defense, they're never going to accomplish what I would think would be enough. But I already think that the as I mentioned the first week of camp, the splitting of reps I think was weird given what C.J. Stroud is up against, really. I think using the preseason games the way that they've used preseason games in the past with their offensive starters in particular, I think is a missed opportunity, in a sense of just a missed opportunity of reps that could have been had. I don't think that there is any way possible that they get enough reps with Nick Caley and C.J. Stroud on the field together for us to feel even remotely comfortable that week one is going to be they're going to be primed and ready.
Yeah, man, I hope so. Especially the way that we've discussed how they've looked throughout camp up to this point.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, you hope the scrimmage they had the other day, and you hope these joint practices are enough to get these guys ready to go for week one. Because it feels like to me, like you said, they're probably not going to ever get as much as you want, but it feels like they need to get all the reps, all of the together in sync play that they can before they have to go out there and play live bullets. And the joint practices and the preseason games are the best ones to give live bullets. And you look at what Cincinnati did last night, Clint, to think That's a team that's played together, an offense that knows each other, and they went out there and played a quarter and played 16 snaps before shutting it down. I'm talking Joe Burrow. I'm talking Chase. I'm talking their offensive line. You know, when you kind of compare that, which is interesting. So that seems to be the plan. We'll see who goes out there. I would expect the top guys offensively and defensively to sit out this one and not play the first game. All right, coming up, we'll look at the Astros as they were off yesterday. All of a sudden, with what the Mariners did yesterday and what they have done since the deadline, this thing is a real race. 1.5 game lead is now what the Astros have over the Mariners. They take on the Yankees. Understanding what must win is this.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This regular season-wise, a must-win series for the Astros versus the Yankees. We'll discuss that coming up.
Woo!
We want Houston!
I got a message for those Yankee turds.
It's Texans Training Camp. Live from the Mokerum Injury Lawyers Studio, Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Again, if you just missed it now, we gave you the good news. Coming up next segment, we'll give you some other news in the safety room. But
we're being so negative.
We're being down, damn it. Nope. C.J. Gardner-Johnson, who I swore before God, I thought, boy, they've lost him for the season. But then I was like, damn, man, they already got this Rashawn Slater news out. Rashawn Slater, we told you about that. 30 minutes later, it was a torn patella tendon. Like, they had that one already.
I mean, they've already got a plan of what tackle. They're going to move Alt to left tackle, and they got Pipkin or something that's going to be their right tackle.
Is that Pipkin?
Oh, hey, God, I'm going to tell you what. Hell, Harbaugh, not Jim, but what's the one in Baltimore?
John.
I mean, hell, he's up there in presser talking about, yeah, that corner. We had high hopes for him, but he's gone.
He's
done for the season. I mean, look, it's getting to a point where these coaches are there. They don't have we're gonna get it evaluated and looked at. We'll let y'all know. We'll give you an update. Hell with that. These boys are just coming straight out with it.
Someone texted in earlier and just said, "All right, was this the Astros looking at this knee?"
I think it may have been the Astros reporting on that knee.
The Astros took a look at this knee and said, "Nah, everything seems to be intact."
Let me see that imaging. Oh yeah, he's good.
Let me check that elbow though. I can pull out a UCL though. I got Tommy John now. Now, if you missed it though, it looks like as Clint said in the first segment, they dodged a bullet. He did not tear his ACL, according to many reports. This Diana Rossini, he's expected to miss some time, but the injury does not appear to be season ending. So that is great news. If you've missed that, that is the latest. But the Astros continue their road trip as they were in Boston and then in Miami, and now they are in the Bronx in New York, Clint, facing, right, this is the number one rival, right now, Astros?
Oh, yeah.
This Dodgers, Rangers, Yankees, Yankees number one?
Daddy's pulling into town, Yanks.
Clint is thinking, he looks like Clint maybe got that silver boot in his mind, I don't know. He's still thinking.
Daddy Astros are here, baby.
Yankees, yeah. I feel like the Yankees are over the Dodgers because I think the Yankees stuff is more on the field than the Dodgers stuff is on the field, but it's
sure.
I think it's more the other stuff. Some of that is with the Yankees, but the Astros have just run into the Yankees a lot with games that matter. So I would
beat them a lot.
Beat them, yes. Very true. So I would say Yankees, but they're heading in there, and Clint, the Mariners are they're serious. They have been one of the best second half teams. They are now 6-1 since the trade deadline, and they made all those moves. The Astros, by the way, are 2-4 in that period. They're 6-1. They are now 63-53, 10 games over 500, and now after their extra innings win yesterday over the White Sox at home, they have pulled to within 1.5 games back of the Houston Astros in the West. I think this is a big series for the Astros. And I pose the question on the other side, and you can get in here with it. Does this feel like a regular season type must-win series versus the Yankees? The pitching matchup for the Astros, they're running Hunter Brown on Friday. Today, they're running Framber tomorrow against Luis Gill, who is or Luis Gill, I know that G is silent, or said as an H. He is making his second start. His ERA is up over 13. They have a massive advantage in the first two pitching matchups with Hunter Brown and Framber Valdez, and then Tyler's guy, Colton Gordon, Big C, is going Sunday. Does this feel like a must-win type series to you with the Mariners getting this tight and then facing the Yankees?
Ooh, I mean, must win series. I don't know if we're at a must win series, but we are damn sure in a spot where it's getting tight. I mean, there is no doubt about it right now. When you look at the Astros have the Yankees and the Red Sox, the Mariners have the Tampa Bay Rays and the Orioles.
The Orioles, one of the worst teams in baseball.
And the Tampa Bay Rays ain't too far behind them right there.
They've been struggling of late.
Yeah, they're in that American League East. They're bottom two teams in that division. So, yeah, Ron, I mean, as I think through it and I look at the schedules, I mean, Seattle's hot. They got two teams that, hell, they may go 6-0 in this joker, for being completely honest, against Tampa and Baltimore.
They'll sweep them up.
And so, yeah, I mean, look, I think your question, is this a must-win series to get 2 of 3? Yeah, I can ride with that.
Yeah, Splitty said, not a must-win. It's a yo ass better show up and stack up some dub series. That feels like must-win.
Yeah, that's
this is why, fellas, I say we're in that range. Hunter Brown and Framber are going in this series.
Need both those, man.
Like, they're going they're going back-to-back in this series with really massive advantages when it comes to starting pitching in those particular two games, right? And then then Sunday, the Yankees have their best pitcher, Max Fried, going against Colton Gordon, and they've got a big advantage. But right now, you know, you haven't been playing good baseball for a while now. We're rolling into a month since that series that they swept the Dodgers, and it has been a rough go of it for the Astros.
Mm-hmm.
And then in reverse, the Mariners are rolling, and the Rangers have started to play better baseball. 1.5 games back now, and in particular, they have got to win the Hunter Framber games. Right, this is a playoff kind of a playoff premature look right now of Hunter Brown, Framber Valdez going back to back in series. You got to win this. And to me, with the way they've been playing lately, if they lose this series with Framber and Hunter going in it, like that is to me funk. Going to be a gut punch.
Oh yeah,
that's a gut punch because well, damn, we just lost those, and you know.
Yeah, if you lose both with Hunter and Framber, it's a nut punch.
Now you lose both those games, you may be looking at being in second place out of the. By the way, that's possible. You could be in second place after the weekend. I don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah.
But that's plausible. But that's why I think this is closer to the must win. Thing because the last time those two pitched in the series, they lost both of them.
Yeah. No, look, I mean, I think big picture, to hell with just the series. I mean, it's a big series. It's you got to stop the bleeding at some point, and it doesn't look like the opponents for the Mariners are going to do so over the next six games. The bigger point here is the one you just made, right, is moving forward, 47, is that what it was? 47 games left. You know, every start for Framber Valdez and Hunter Brown are absolute monster games. I mean, because you just don't know. You don't have a clue what you're going to get the rest of the way.
Yep, after that, what is Colton Gordon? Then I know Spencer Urgetti is probably there's somebody else. Who the hell are we missing? Is that Alexander, guys? There's somebody
He's
else.
Not done.
Is he still in it?
That's the five starters.
Is that the five?
Spencer Urgetti, Alexander, Colton Gordon, and then two big horses up top. That's the five starters right now until McCullers gets back and Javier gets back.
Right.
That's what you're dealing with.
Barely in the eight.
So you have no idea what you're going to get beyond Framber and Hunter. So those guys got to be nails down the stretch here.
I thought when he came back. Yeah, you're right. He came back to replace Gusto. I thought maybe when he came back, maybe that.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Want to hear some great golf storytellers? Check out Invested in the Game, an original podcast from Charles Schwab. Each episode dives into the stories of people who have poured their time, resources, and passion into the world of golf, like Sam Hahn, CEO of Lab Golf, PGA Tour player Ben Griffin, and Nick Schreiber, the visionary behind Old Barnwell Golf Club. So why is Schwab doing a golf podcast? Because their clients don't just invest in markets, they invest in their passions too. Listen at charlesschwab.com/the game or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters, and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
That jumped Jason Alexander. No, it didn't. Yeah, that's why to me this series, those two are going in it is huge. Huge for this. But the good thing is, Clint, is they got the Red Sox next. That means in these six games you should get them multiple times if they're starting the first two games of this series. So you should get them at least one of them against the Red Sox too. So that's big. All right, coming up, Is it time for the Houston Texans to have to make serious, serious decisions about a player that all of a sudden has become much, much, much more important in the last 24 hours? We'll discuss that coming up.
It's Texans Training Camp, live from the Mokerum Injury Lawyer Studios. Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Coming up at 3:40, Tyler is going to give us what his reception speech would be if we won our first Marconi Award here at Sports Radio 610. We are pushing that Tyler is there to accept the trophy and would give his acceptance.
I got you, bro. My acceptance speech.
Just couldn't say.
I mean, you
just couldn't accept it, man.
He was getting ready.
Well, I mean, if I'm gonna accept, I need to be practicing.
No, I just couldn't pull it out. Just right there. That's what she said. The spit was in my mouth.
Also, what she said.
Acceptance speech. I just
keep it going.
Just couldn't get it out. Just couldn't pull it out.
There you go.
Right there. Just stuck right there. It was just stuck right there. But no, I want to hear this sucker from.
I was not aware we were doing this, but I like the idea, and I'm going to be ready.
Yeah. I gave you an hour. I just
you're good.
I just landed it on you because I know he's going to.
Got to be adaptable in this industry, baby.
He's going to pick up.
That's how you get a nomination.
Because all I could think about is he picks up that damn turdless trophy every week and really talks like
he really talks to the camera, doesn't he?
Like he's accepting it. And he's,
that's right. Funny.
He has been a sports radio 610 listener since his dad driving around what I believe was some sort of a pickup truck in my mind was driving around
F-350. Yeah,
there we go, listening to F-350.
Wow.
Company truck landscaping. I mean,
the way,
and such,
the way you described dad, I would think it'd been one of them vans.
It was I would have thought smaller. I didn't think he was coming.
It may have been a 250.
I didn't think he was coming with it. F-350.
I thought he'd been more of a toker in one of them Astro vans, kind of catting this thing around.
No,
so you think he's a real strange cat.
Shout out to Papa Milner, though.
I thought he'd be closer to a hippie than a construction worker.
I feel like all three of our dads feel like growing up pickup truck drivers with brown paper bags.
Milwaukee's best.
That had, in my dad's case, malt liquor in it. Not your dad's. But
he had his Bud Ice days now.
Hey, I had them days at A&M.
My dad had a green Ford Ranger forever, is what dirty red It's what Dirty Red.
He'd show up at the house in.
Always forget your pops had that name like Clint. Dirty
when he
Red.
When he was able to make it, he would show up. He had left me on the porch a couple of times, but he was able to make it.
He did show up. It was a green Ford.
It was a green Ford
Ranger.
Ford Ranger. I mean, he had that. He had that bad boy stick shift. He had that bad boy for years.
I mean, the Green Ranger was the best of them.
Years he had that bad boy. Haul stuff, you need to move. That's gotcha. He did anything. Brown paper bag and Newports. That's, that was Dirty Red right there.
Milwaukee's best and Marlboro.
Yeah, mine was a Marlboro man too.
Yeah.
Your dad didn't have a truck?
He was in that Ranchero for a while. That's what my first memories like were that Ranchero, which kind of happened. Which is earned, by the way. He wasn't out there trying to be something he wasn't. He damn sure wasn't driving around in no big heavy duty pickup truck because his ass wasn't moving nothing. He wasn't doing. I mean, he was going
don't
to
even,
a plant.
Don't even call an
axe
meet.
A Ranchero, move, a Ranger, haul, and an F2.
Move haul sweat energy. Big Earn wasn't doing that.
My dad did think he was something else when he went and purchased that old school Grand Marquise. He went and popped one of them bad boys for a second. I had that a little bit.
Yeah, Big Earn went from that Ranchero to, I think, a Ford Bronco, I think is what Big Earn
ooh,
went to.
Yeah.
I think that's what I meant.
I had one of them.
When OJ on.
The old OJ Bronco. But ours was red and tan, two-tone, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that?
Mine was red, too. I had a red one.
Red Bronco?
Yep.
The big body?
Yep. My mind was old school.
I remember John Paul Stewart puked in the back seat when we snuck it out one night. Puked in the floorboard of the back seat of the old Ford Bronco. I said, how am I going to pull this off?
Yeah.
Puked in the back floorboard.
Did you get out of it? There's no way you can get out of that.
I think they knew we had it. We cleaned it up a while. Took us a while to clean it up.
They just let that go? Yeah. Just let that one go.
Yeah.
713.
There wasn't too much.
That's going to be sticker price.
From old Big Earn and Linda. There was
713-572-4610. Text in something you know you did, that you know your parents know you did, and they just let you slide on it.
Yep. John Paul Stewart. Puking in the back seat of the old
JP
old
and
Bronco.
Some
puke.
Mine was the seventh grade. Kansas lost to Arizona. Oof. And I was downstairs in the basement. I was seventh grade, and I just yelled the F word.
That's hilarious. I was literally going to ask before you said that if that's where you went to cut.
I yelled. I just yelled. It was. You know, I was. You know, these kids today don't know how to be kids. I knew how to be a kid. I did all of my cussing and stuff. I did it away from her. But I cussed in the seventh grade. I know my son. I know they cuss. But hell, I catch them cussing. I can hear them cussing sometimes. I knew how to cuss away from my parents. But that one, it just got to me, and hell, I think she was as pissed as I was. So she just let it go. There's no way she didn't hear me. There is no way. I yelled it. No way. No way. I mean, it was a Christmas story. No way. And she just let me slide with that one. Probably didn't let me go for too much more than that. All right. Are you in a space where? Because I do think the Texans have to have some serious conversations. Because we told you about the good news in the safety room with C.J. Gardner-Johnson. There was other news last night. Texans' Jimmy Ward was arrested last night on bail violation, his lawyer says. Texans' safety Jimmy Ward was arrested Thursday evening for a second time in 2 months. According to the Montgomery County jail website, Ward was arrested on a warrant related to felony offense. No bail was listed, but Ward was would be released. This was the previous thing he was arrested for 2 months ago with the domestic violence situation. This time, his lawyer, Steve Jackson, said that Ward was arrested because he tested positive for alcohol violation of his previous release that, as a result, he had to spend a night in jail. Jackson told KPRC television station that Ward was not facing any new allegations, that Ward was not aware he could not drink alcohol. So that was the latest, as he was arrested because of his blood alcohol level violated that bail or violated that previous violation. And my question is, learning that arrested for a second time Thursday in 2 months, would you be done with Jimmy Ward? And he's become a lot more important when you look at what happened with C.J. Gardner-Johnson. Obviously, it appears they've avoided a big, big thing, big timeout. It doesn't look like he's going to miss the year, but he's going to miss some time. But this is a lot in 2 months. Would you be done with Jimmy Ward?
Well, I don't know how they're not going to be done with Jimmy Ward, if I'm being honest with you. I was taken aback by D'Amico's response to what went on the first time with him. And the fact that it seems to have been kind of swept under the rug, just keep on as planned, as normal, with this kind of looming out there. And then all of a sudden, you've got this issue, which I mean, it's a complete disregard of your
agreement there with that dude,
your parole, the details of your parole. I mean, how do you not know whether you can drink or not? I mean, how do you not know whether what I'm going to be drug tested or I'm going to be tested? How am I not aware of what I'm being tested for and why I'm being tested and why? Like it's obviously either a failure of him to understand the situation, the details of his parole or his representation. I just the two arrests in a matter of what, 3 months? Is that what it was?
2 months.
2 months. I just don't know how D'Amico and Nick, given how they run the organization, I don't know how they keep just giving Jimmy Ward a pass.
By the way, the Texans declined to comment on this at this point, is reported as well. He's like one of the big things that they talk about him on the team is like his leadership and on all of the intangible things. And D'Amico has brought that up. And we agreed with that when he was brought here and understood that. But damn, man, this is just not good judgment.
Look, I think here's the thing with this situation right here is, again, this is an organization that constantly talks about diet, taking care of your body, monitoring what you put in your body, making sure that you get rest. And they always talk about being a professional is this right here. What are you putting in your body? Are you getting enough sleep? Are you getting workouts? Are you this in itself in training camp, when you've already got every reason under the sun to go to the facility and take your ass home and not drink nothing, not eat nothing, not smoke nothing. You got every reason under the sun to stay clean as you possibly can, and you can't accomplish it. They're asking everybody in that building to take care of their body, don't drink, don't stay up late, don't smoke, don't do this, don't do that. Don't put yourself in harm's way as it pertains to being healthy, getting healthy, and playing at your peak.
And of all the people that should be laying low and not involved, it would be him.
Well, you've got the injury issue. You've got also his body's trying to heal from this injury. This was it a surgery?
Yeah, surgery to the foot.
Yeah, I mean there's just a million different reasons for him to make sure that he's taking care of his body and doing the right things.
And
instead,
the
he's out
cases,
here popping positive for alcohol on a test. That's a tough one to keep sweeping under the rug, given how they run this organization.
Yeah, and he still, we still don't know the ins and outs of the case that he was arrested for previously.
Well, I'm gonna guess that there was some level of intoxication associated with the original one. I mean, I'm not familiar with how they handle potential domestic abuse or whatever it is. I don't know how they handle that.
It's just
I got to believe that the reason that you put a stipulation on where you're testing somebody for alcohol is because alcohol was involved the first time. But I'm no lawyer. I have no idea. But this is a tough look for D'Amico.
Yeah, text line coming in, guys. Do you think he's the only player there drinking alcohol? Like, there are some things that I can explain to you. But if you can't figure out why Jimmy Ward drinking alcohol is different than C.J. Gardner-Johnson drinking alcohol, C.J. Gardner-Johnson just drinking a beer does not get him arrested.
It doesn't break
his agreement.
But that's such a dumb statement. I don't think he's the only guy drinking alcohol on the team. He's the only guy on that team right now that can't afford to get caught with it in his system when he's not supposed to have it in his system.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Only it's one like, with a mugshot right now.
Yeah, I mean, he's the only guy. I think he's the only guy on the team that, according to his parole or according to what his
yeah, not parole his, probation
probation probation whatever it is yeah. It, according to his legal issues
his
he
bail,
can't
his
drink
bail agreement yeah
like he's not supposed to be drinking to give himself the best chance to get off of the charges or potential charges that he's had to get out of the legal issues that he's had is to stay his ass off the bottle. So no, it's not about him. Is he the only guy drinking? Nobody gives a damn if Denico Autry right now wants to take a sip of alcohol on a Saturday night, whatever he's doing. Nobody cares. He doesn't have legal issues that say that we're going to drug test you, and if you ain't clean, you're going to spend a night in jail. I mean, come on, man. Is he the only guy that – I mean, that's so – that's
– Be better.
Probably the only one who can't go to Toronto right now, too.
Yeah.
Probably can't leave the country. Probably the only one right now. All right. Coming up as we continue, we tell you all the time to stay tuned of Texans All Access after us. And I'm telling you, our guy John Harris gave us a great, great nugget for us to have a conversation to discuss. And when he says stuff as tied in as he is with the Texans, it makes you stop and listen. We'll discuss what he had to say and let you hear that coming up next.
Come sling it 7.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.